Good morning, 5:45. You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. On Morning Edition, we've been checking in with listeners and asking about how they are coping during the coronavirus pandemic. This morning, we hear from a local real estate agent. Liz Clark has had her finger on the pulse of Philadelphia real estate for more than a dozen years, and she has seen ups, she has seen downs, and now she's prepared to show properties virtually if she has to. She spoke of resilience and offered some advice about mortgages.
I remember very well what happened in 2008, 9, 10, when the belly fell out of the market and we were hit. I think that for a lot of the agents or the people working in our industry who are new, who are used to this very fast-paced, healthy market, it's going to be a very scary time for them. For me, I think housing of the major marketplaces, I think that that's going to recover at a faster rate than maybe some of the other points in the economy will, because people live in their houses. Are we definitely not planning any big trips this year? Absolutely. Are we looking to scale back some of the home renovation projects we had in our mind? Absolutely. So we're being smart about it. At the same time, this is a moment in time. It will recover, and it's going to happen a lot more quickly, I think, than, you know, it did during the recession.
Yeah. You know, we have this moniker, Philadelphia, something to the effect of poorest, well-off city in America. How do you feel some of the folks who have less to work with in getting housing security will be affected the most by this situation?
I think we're going to see that a lot of folks who maybe were hoping to come out of lease situations into maybe their first house on a federally backed program, FHA, maybe with a little bit of down payment money, they may make the choice to stay and renew their leases right now, because for them, it's not so much the monthly mortgage payment. It's the scary thing of parting with majority of your earthly savings. At the same time, it's an interesting period in Philadelphia, in that housing is going up year over year in terms of value, sometimes by double digits. And so for a lot of those people who are going to be limited because of their income in terms of what they'll be able to borrow, that window is shrinking in terms of the ability to buy in to a house in certain neighborhoods in Philadelphia. It'll be interesting to see how this all affects that demographic in this rising tide of Philadelphia, as we're still in the shadow of New York, Chicago, D.C., Boston, Seattle, all of these other major cities. We're still the least expensive of them all.
You know, for those who feel they can't even pay their mortgage going forward, what advice would you have for someone like that?
That advice is call your servicer. So this isn't the person who maybe originated your loan for you, not the loan officer you worked with. It's the person who collects your payment now. So if you have lost your job, or your hours have been cut back, or you're somehow affected by the coronavirus outbreak, call your servicer and let them know that. I believe that the government is starting to work with some of the big banks to put forward an amount of time, and I'm not sure if it's 6 months or 12 months or what it'll end up being, but these folks who say, hey, it's in no way at all your fault that you can't make your mortgage payments. So we're not going to start foreclosure proceedings. And if you can't make your mortgage payment, they can actually give you an opportunity to just lump on the month that you can't pay at the end of your note. And beyond that, there's an understanding that they're not going to report those late payments or missing payments to the credit bureaus, which is really, really important.
And how are you connecting with your clients, with your friends?
I have never FaceTimed as much as I have now. Prior to this, I was trying to put myself on a screen diet, and that is just not going to be possible right now. So I'll tell you, yesterday I started to get a sore throat, and I thought, oh my God, I have a sore throat. And I thought, oh, I've been talking for 12 hours.
Okay. Well, take care of yourself, and good luck with your business.